John Crumlish, COC of the 2024 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. Listen, a great event on the agenda in a couple of weeks' time with a packed entry list, which has a field that would rival any international rally, plus three super stages of an international level. So it's all set up to be a good event, John.
Yes, Oisin, we have 220 entries. We only can run 160 cars, unfortunately, and there's going to be a lot of people disappointed, but we can't put the 220 and the 160, unfortunately. But we'll do our best for the 160 that will get going with three very good stages. One hasn't been used in, let's say, 20 years, and that's called Ard Drummond, and it's coming into the back of Remelton. It's finished in Remelton, and it's a very good stage. It's only 8 kilometres long, but it's a very good stage.
Yeah. The other stages are, of course, Trenta and a variation of Cairn Hill. When you were appointed COC, was it that level of sort of stage and competitiveness that you wanted to give the drivers and the quality of stage that was to the fore of your mind?
Oh, yes, Austin, that was the thing. And there was one thing, was a committee member sitting at the time, she says, try and do something different. And that's what we came up with, Ard Drummond and Remelton, something different. Because Donegal always leads the way in motorsport, as you know yourself. I was saying, we're the biggest club in the country, and we try to run the best rallies we come to, and that shows with the entry we got. So it does.
Yeah, and we're speaking here the weekend of Cork, the last round of the National Championship. The Harvest Rally this year is the last round of the National Championship and the Sligo Palace Border Championship as well. And when you add that mix into the event, you're always going to get big names. But listen, what we see on this list is what we've seen back in June, John, to be fair.
Oh, definitely, Austin. I couldn't believe it. Even there was a couple of them, boys, that you had even Matt Edwards coming over to it. And as I said earlier on it in the launch, the first man to put an entry was James Leckie. A lot of older people know James Leckie in the Subaru times. He was a very good steer, and he wanted to come to do the Harvest Rally in Letterkenny.
Yeah. You've got a big team behind you as well, John. You're not doing all this by yourself, are you?
Jesus, no, definitely not. There was a very good team there, a very good team, a lot of good committee members, and no matter who I asked from the committee and from the club members and offering help, it's unreal. And there's a lot of new members coming on board, and hopefully they'll carry on the work that we have done for over the last lot of years.
Yeah, and over the next number of weeks, if there's any sort of help available on the day, John, you'll be welcome and taking it by the hand.
Oh, definitely. We need 160 marshals, and they're busy areas, and we need plenty of marshals, and not refuse help. Refuse help.
Even with Cork on this weekend and so many top quality drivers and crews and rally people not in the county, we had the launch here tonight in the Orchard, and there was a fantastic turnout for it, John, and the fact that it's located in Letterkenny, it's very central as well.
Exactly. It was a brave crowd now. It was the biggest launch we had for a long time now. It's good to see it. It's good. The interest in motorsport and Donegal is back up where it was, where it always is. It's good to see new faces, new boys, especially the juniors. That's going to be some battle of them juniors, boys. You know, but that's what the rallying is all about.
Yeah, and it's important for them young juniors, the likes of Ronan Dorian, Jason Wilkinson, Kyle McDater, just three to name. It's important for them that they are involved in sort of high-level events, and that's the learning field for them, isn't it, Joe?
It does. So the learning. The boys, they're good, what we call steers. They're good young fellas as well, like I was telling them before, talking to you there, and good crack. Enjoy the rallying. You know, it's what we did years ago, you know. But it's good to see it. And there's plenty of other juniors on there as well. We'll be going hard as well.
Yeah, and obviously the men at the front as well. Listen, we look forward to it because it's been billed now as a mighty event. We can't wait for it, John. And we wish you all the continued success with your preparation for it.
Thanks, Austin.